With love kedibadami. It's not like the same ages. So therefore, when we find out that there's azam on the tzvicha, so the second part of the ages, the tzvicha, that's bottle. But the first part of the ages on the geneva, even though it was teichet edibur, but it's still like two separate ages. So at that time, we don't know the apostle yet. So therefore, the age of geneva is still good. Rabbi Yossi Sabar, teichet edibur kedibadami. Rabbi Yossi is the one that says teichet edibur is called kedibadami. And therefore, since you become possible on the tzvicha, so teichet edibur, you said you read this on the geneva, it's like one big edis, to become possible for the end of the edis, to the beginning of the edis is also possible. So Moris Kash, Moris asks now, is this true? For Sabar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi really hold this svara that teichet edibur is kedibadami, does he really hold like this? For Yotanan, learn like this. If somebody says, Harezu tumura soila, I want this animal to be a tumura instead of a carbon oila. Or else tumura shlamim should be instead of a carbon shlamim. The halacha is, and you have one next to another, you have this animal near the carbon shlamim, and you say zutach azu, sarezu tumura soila. It's like a chalot tumura soila. Different Rebbe Meir, that's what Rebbe Meir says. Ah, no, the guy said, again, the guy said this, harezu tumura soila, tumura shlamim. The guy said of asakas like, I want this one animal to be a tumura for an oila, a tumura for shlamim, you set it together. So to both it can't be. So the shalot does chal anything at all. So Rebbe Meir says yes. The first one, he meant the first one, that's what's called. Harezu tumura soila. Rebbe Yossi Yoim, it depends. Im lekach nischavim mitchila, if he meant to make it into really, if he meant to make it into both, so that if like he says, no, I want this animal to be a tumura of an oila and a tumura of a shlamin. Now, if that's what the person really meant to say, it should be both. Hoyu v'yeshtu likro shnei shemus kechod, dvorov kayamim. Just that since he can't say them both at the same second, so therefore we said that's what he meant, and therefore it's good. He meant this one animal should be a tumura of both of the oila and the shlamim. But via ma tumuras oila. But let's say first he said he wants the animal to be a tumura for carbon oila. The nimlach, and he changes his mind. The yom, when he says tumura shlamim, then harezu tumura oila. That's what Rabbi Yossi holds. That even though you changed your mind, that's what you meant. Because first you said harezu oila, tumura oila, you meant it to be a tumura for carbon oila. And then you changed your mind and you wanted to be a tumura of a carbon shlamim. So that's what you meant when you said. That you said harezu tumura oila and tumura shlamim. If you meant to change your mind, then Rabbi Yossi says the first thing you said is true, that we leave it with a tumura of an oila. Now on this we have a question, Vavinabo, we have a question, Nimlach, if you changed your mind, Shita, of course you can't change your mind. Like once you meant to make this carbon, this animal, for a tumura of an oila, so of course, lady, you can't change your mind to make it into a shlamim, it was made an oila already. So what's the chiddush here? The Yomer Rapapa says about this, that Nimlach v'teich k'dediva k'amrinim. We're talking about here, according to Rabbi Yossi, that the person changed his mind, mamish teich k'dediva. And Amri, I'll tell you, teich k'dediva, yeah, he changed his mind, teich k'dediva k'amr. So it's Tukhuri, still you see that according to Rabbi Yossi, that he has no right to change his mind. That even though he changed his mind, teich k'dediva, so Tukhuri, you see Rabbi Yossi, teich k'dediva is lav k'dediva dummy. Because if it was k'dediva dummy, so why can't he change his mind? Was Amri said like this? Amri, I'll tell you. Trei teich dedibur hevi. There are two types of teich dedibur. Chad, one is kedei shilas talmud harav, the way a talmud gives shalom aleichem to his rebbe. The chad kedei shilas harav the talmud, the way the rebbe gives shalom aleichem to the talmud. Like the one is two words, one is three words. The talmud has to say to the rebbe shalom aleichem rebbe. The rebbe just says shalom aleichem to the talmud. So it's like this. Ki lesta the rebbe yosi kedei shilas talmud harav. Shalom Alecha Rebbe, Umari, the Nafish. When does Rabbi Yossi say it's not called Teich the Dibur? That's not like one Dibur, it's like two separate Diburim. And therefore here you can't be Chayza, you can't be Nimlach here. It remains a Tumura Sayla, and not a Tumura Shema Shlamim. When you said a long Lashon of Shalom Alecha Rebbe, Umari, the Nafish, that's too much. But Kedei Shila Sarav the Talmud, Shalom Alecha Islay. But the only interval of Shalom Alecha, that's only like two words, maybe a second or so, that he agrees, Teich Nedibur is Kediba Dami. So therefore, here we're talking about that he changed his mind for Tumura Shlamim after Kedei Shalom Aleichem. So therefore, he can't change his mind anymore. But in our Gemara, we're talking about the two Edim, said the Redis, the two Edim said, we saw him make a Geneva, and we saw him make a Tvicha. Mamash is a half of a second in between. Therefore, there it's less than Kedei Dibur, their Tanka Rabbi Yossi agrees, it's called like one Dibur. Therefore, there, Rabbi Yossi says that we find the Edim to be possible because at the end of the Edis of Tzvicha, they also become possible for the beginning of the Edis because we consider it like one Aedus. But the Svar always of Teich the Dibur is that when you say something, it takes time for you to really think about it if you really mean it or not. So therefore, the Dibur is not finished until after Kadei Dibur. That's why you still have time to change your mind also. We say you don't really mean what you're saying. When a person says something, he has to think, he has to make sure your mind is there also. So Teich the Dibur, this next second afterwards, you still have time to think it over if you really meant it or not. That's why it could be Chayzer. But therefore it's called like one Dibur, and it's like the first Dibur still going on. But once you wait already after Kadei Dibur, then we say, no, it's finished the first one, then it starts the second one. That's why by a few places we don't say Teich the Dibur is Kadei Dibur. Like it can't be Chayzer. By Kedushin it can't be Chayzer. But there we say, when you make Kedushin, you mean it right away. There you don't need time later to think about it. Therefore, if you really meant it, you can't be Chayzer even Teich the Dibur. Omar Rabba says, Eidim shehuchshu, Eidim da huchshu, meaning you have two Eidim saying one way, and two Eidim saying the other way. So Rashi says, Shnayim armram horag, or Shnayim armram loy horag. Two Eidim said, we saw Reuven kill somebody. Another two Eidim said, no, we didn't see him kill. Well, the Seif Huzmu. And at the end, there was Azama on the first pair of Eidim. Rashi says, Shabor kash lishis. A third pair of Eidim came, for Yomra, they said to the first pair, Manu yisim. Is Nehorgim. In such a case, it's called a good Hazama. So that's called Eidim Shehuchshu. Or Lipsayf Huzmu, Nehorgim, we kill them. Why? The Achosha at Chilas Hazami. The Achosha at the beginning is only at the beginning of Hazama. So we still consider as if they're Eidim Zimimim here, and therefore we give them Kash Hazama to get the Misa back. Elush Lanigmra just didn't finish the Hazama yet. Omar Rabba says, Mino Aminullah, how do I know this? All right, we'll stop here. There's a continuation now. But tomorrow. You're holding off Ayin Gimel on the base by the two dots in the middle. Omar Rava. Rava says like this. Eidim shehuchshu ulefsai fuzmu. Eidim that there was first hachosha. That means first two Eidim, Rashi says, Shnayim Maimim Horag, two Eidim says that Reuven killed somebody, and another two Eidim says, no, he did not kill. Now, there's Hakosha, so we don't know which one to believe. There's no Hazomi yet. There's only Hakosha. One is going against the, one pair is going against the other pair. Well, if Seif Huzmu, then the third pair of Eidim came and said upon the first pair of Eidim that Imanu Hayisem, you are with us someplace else. So the Locher is Nehorgin. Those Eidim are get killed. Why? The Hachosha Tchilas Hazomi. That even though before the Eidim Zomimim came, the third pair of Eidim, the first pair of Eidim was Huchash, was like knocked away already, because Eidim Hachosha means like it's like Trey against Trey, two against two. So he couldn't have used those Eidim anyway. So maybe I would have said to say the first Eidim is like Bottle, before the Hazomi doesn't get Kash Hazomim. No, rather says it's not Hachosha, they're knocking him off with Hachosha, that's only considered like Tchilas Hazomim. That's considered like the beginning of the Hazama. Elosh lo nigmro, because they didn't finish up the Hazama yet. And therefore now at the end, when the third pair of Eidim come to say about the first pair, Imanu Hayisem, we give them Kash Hazama. Omar Rav says now, Mino Amin Eloho. How do I know this Yisoid? To say that Hachosha, when the Eidim are knocked out with Trey against Trey, it's called the beginning of Hazama. The Tanya learned like this. It says, two Eidim say this about a person, about a master, that he knocked out the eye of his Eved, Eved Knani, so it means to say the Eved goes out free. And then you said the Hippol Ashinoi, and also later the master knocked out his tooth. So since the Eved goes out free with the iron, now the master has to pay him the money for his tooth. And really, Sherei Harav Oymekain, the master like agrees to this means he'd rather it be this way, that he only has to pay him for his tooth. Because the other way, if he would have said Aedis, that first he knocked out his tooth, and then he knocked out his eye, you would have to pay him for his eye, which is worth much more. Therefore, the master would rather it be this way, that first the master knocked out his eye, so therefore he goes out free with that. Then later, when the master knocks out his tooth, he has to pay him for the tooth. But that's called Sharei Aravai McCain. The master agrees to this. Now, Venim Su Zemimin, and then we find out to say these Eidim are Zemimin, the locher is Mishalmin Dimei Ayin, that these Eidim now that said upon the master that hit his Eved twice, Halacha is the Edom Zemimim now, Mishalmim Dimei'er Ayin Li'Evid. They have to pay the value of the eye to the Evid. That's all. That's all they have to pay, is just the value of the eye to the Evid. It's a question like, what's going on here? What step is that? The Edus on the eye was first that he said the master knocked out his eye. So he's saying that the Evid goes out free. So now that he's Zemimim, the Edom should have to pay the master all the money of the Evid. Why does the Edom only have to pay the value of the eye to the Evid? It doesn't make any sense. So Moshe says, Dami, what are we talking about over here? Elaine, if you want to tell me, Kiddik Tani, the way we learned it, that one Edom said that first the master knocked out his eye, and then he knocked out his tooth, to Leka Kasach Rino, there's no other Edom here, so Mishalmim Dimei Ayin Li'Evid, why do you have to pay the value of the eye to the Evid? Vosa Demafkele Lecheris, Dimei Eina Kevoy Shalumei. Like after the Evid goes out free, so why do you have to pay the Dimei Ayin? Right. Now it's Moshach, like the first Edus was that the Evid, the master knocked out his eye. So with that Edus, the Evid goes out free. So what do you have to pay him the Dimei Ayin? There's no payment for the Ayin. With that first Edus, the Evid is going out free. So it's not payment for the eye. The Yerd, and secondly, Dimei Kuli Evid L'Rav Boi L'Shlumei. Adarabba, the payment should have to be that these Edus should have to pay the value of the whole Evid to the master. Because by the Edus, by their Edus, that the master hit the eye of his Evid, the Evid goes out free. And it's false. The Evid does not deserve to go out free. So you wanted to make the Evid lose an Evid, you wanted to make the master lose an Evid, so the Edom should have to pay the master the value of the whole Evid. V'yoyit, secondly, thirdly, Sherei Harav Voy McCain, the master agrees. Harav mi Nikolai, does the master agree to this? Why? Really, nothing happened here. You're false. So why should the master agree if he didn't knock out anything? So that can't be the case. You only have just these two Edom. Elo, rather, the case has to be like this. Elo lav kegoin diyosu betray. First two Edom came and said, v'yamri, they said, hippol eshinoi, that the master first knocked out his tooth. And then simo esenoi. And then the master knocked out his eye. To boi meisiv lei harav jumei enoi. That now it comes out, the master has to pay the value of the eye to the Evid. Because the Evid went out free already with his tooth. Now when the master hits him a second time, he's a ben chur and he has to pay him the money of his eye. Now, v'yosu beitrei mitziyah, and a second pair of Edom come now, v'yamrin, they say no, it's just the opposite. They say, einoi v'hod ashinoi, that first the master knocked out his eye, so he's going to go out free with his eye. And then the master knocked out the tooth. To leiboy lemeisav leyel demei shinoi, that all the master has to pay now is only the value of the tooth, it's not so expensive. De'komachishle kamoi lemitziyah, because the first one is makish against the second one. So therefore, Bahainu Sherei Haravoy McCain, the Rav agrees to the second one. The Nichalei V'mai Dukamri, he'd rather it be the way the second one says it. Because according to the second one's version, the master first knocked out his eye, so the Evid goes out free with the eye. He doesn't have to pay him, just goes out free. Then secondly, he hits the tooth, he has to pay for the demand of the tooth. So that's the case. First one Edom, then the second pair of Edom say differently. Hogatoni, it says on this now, Venim Tzul Zaynamin, if we find now that the second pair to be Zaynamin, Yeshino Metziah Mishamim Dimei Ayin Li'Evid, that the middle pair of Edom, they have to pay now the Dimei Ayin to the Evid. Because really what happened was the opposite way. Really the first Edom is telling the truth, that first the master knocked out the tooth, and then he knocked out the eye. So really the Evid deserves to get the payment of the eye. But the second Edom wanted to stop that. So therefore, since we caught the second Edom to be Zemimim, they have to pay the Me'ayin to the Evid. But I call upon Shemam Min of Meir, it's a good proof, that HaChosho Tchilas HaZomi, even though the second pair of Edom, they were already Huchash. Because we're talking about that first two Edom came and said one way, and then another pair of Edom said the opposite way. So that's like Trey against Trey. So one way to say is, since both of them are Bottle, we have no Edus at all. So now when the third pair comes to be Mazen in the second pair, there should not be any Din HaZomah. So you see, not like that here. You see, even though there was Hachosha first, Hachosha is only called the beginning, a start of Hazama. And now when the third aid has come to be Mazim, so therefore they have to pay Kashazama. Amar Abaye says, no. Loi, maybe it's not the pshat over here. Hatei rather, the Avchinu, the Yazminu. Maybe the case is there's only one pair of aidas over here. The first aidas, like it says, that the master first knocked out the tooth, and then he knocked out the eye. And now two Edom come and say, Yishno, it's just the opposite. That you two Edom were Imanu Ha'isim. You are liars. Because you were with us someplace else. But the second pair of Edom, I'm saying Edom, that the case happens just the opposite. Maybe that's the case over here. So it's good what they have to pay Dimei Einoi, because it's a regular case of Azama. There's no Hachosh at the beginning at all. Maybe that's the case talking about. That there's only two pair of Edim. The second pair is being Mazim, the first pair, and also saying Edis the opposite way. So Mura says, Mimai, what's the proof? Why do you say this way? So what's the proof to say this way? So Mura says,